Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bombshell news is coming in so fast, I can't even read it during the breaks. This is out of Bloomberg. Today, scientists repeat swine flu escape claim in published study. Adrian Gibbs, the virologist who said in May that the swine flu may have escaped from a laboratory. Yeah, he's one of hundreds. Anybody who looks at it under an electron microscope sees it was built. It has no pedigree. It's brand new. Published his findings today, renewing discussion about the origins of the pandemic virus. He now did a top study research of it, published in the Virology Journal, the premier global journal, detailing how it's man-made and documenting that it's impossible that it was naturally occurring. Off the charts! I mean, it's just, it's so incredible. And again, we did a search of the CNN website, so did several other news agencies. And they did one link in their tech section to Wired magazine, but they never reported it. So they had one link, but never on television and never in an article they wrote or did. We need to have protest now in front of CNN Center in Atlanta or CNN Center in Los Angeles in Radio City or CNN Center New York. I mean, people need to be out there bullhorning them. And you know why? Because then it'll get in the local newspapers that they're not reporting on it. We've got to break this blockade. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the equivalent of silver bullets to werewolves, to wooden stakes and crosses and holy water to vampires. If we dump the holy water on them, if we jam a stake in their heart in the info war, they're going to burn up into dust. But having the plans to the Death Star doesn't blow the Death Star up. You've got to go into the superstructure and engage them. Holy mackerel. It's tearing me up because just their spin, their response, how they're demonizing people that have exposed them, the different tricks, the fact that John P. Holdren, the guy that wrote Eco-Science, calling for killing the majority of the public, the fact that the White House science czar admits he's chemtrailing us now. They're spraying all of us. They're poisoning our water. They admit it. These people have to be brought to justice. Instead, at every public school in this country, most of the private schools, everywhere. You know, I homeschool my children because I looked at probably 20, 30 private schools, even big private Christian schools in Austin, and they all teach global warming is man-made and evil. They all teach, any accredited school teaches this filth. Period. We've got to take our PTAs over, our city councils, our county commissioners, our police departments. The internationalists have come in with their unlimited money that they print out of nothing, and they bought off our communities, and they're brainwashing our kids, and they're teaching them that we've got to have one-child policies, and they're taking over. And we have their internal emails and documents where they admit it's all a fraud, and they know it's a fraud, and how they persecute real scientists that tell the truth. Then they say the oil companies are funding people that criticize them when actually the oil companies are funding them. Just like the insurance companies are openly funding and wrote the health care bill, but the media says the rich insurance companies are against it. But even the New York Times last week had that article admitting that talking points were written by Big Pharma for both the Republicans and the Democrats on both sides to make it look like there's a debate. And they're helping Republicans look like they're against it, but still vote for it. And it turns out the Republicans used the talking points. The leadership did. I mean, it's all staged, except for a few people like Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann and Senator Inhofe. There's a few of them, and they're not, Ron Paul's close to perfect, but the others aren't perfect. But they're getting demonized because they're not under globalist control. Inhofe, they tried to kill him. He even talked about that. His plane took off and the propeller fell off. And when the mechanics looked at it, what was that, 7 years ago, they said this was sabotage. Inhofe survived assassination attempts. These people make me sick. And they're not liberals. Get that through your head. They're not environmental tree huggers. They're a bunch of murdering control freak eugenicists masquerading as uppity liberals that love everybody.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today.
RT is back in Austin, Texas, catching up with radio host and documentary filmmaker Alex Jones. Alex, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you.
Last time we were here in your studios was a couple of months after the inauguration. Now America has marked a year since it elected Barack Obama. What promises of change have actually materialized?
From the day he was elected, before he even took office, we knew because of his advisors, being people from the Clinton and Bush administration before him, that he was going to break all his promises. But he's gone back on his word
in our history,
even worse than we thought he would.
In two wars.
He took 50,000 troops out of Iraq, but put contractors in. He has escalated the troop surge in Afghanistan by over 30,000, and he's now said he's going to send an additional 40,000 to over 340,000 U.S. coalition and Afghan troops total there, outnumbering the supposed Taliban 12 to 1. So he lied about the war. In fact, he's a bigger warmonger than George Bush in many respects. But again, Obama's just a puppet. He's carrying out the policies of the Anglo-American establishment of the military-industrial complex. He's giving that left cover. He also said that he was going to make the White House and government totally transparent. He's made who visits the White House secret. He said that he was going to end the process of rendition, secret arrest, secret torture. He's actually expanded that to indefinite detention, so worse than George W. Bush, if it's actually possible. He said he was going to bring the big banks to justice, and he's actually opened the floodgates to even more corruption by our Western oligarchs. So Obama has taken all the previous corruption to a new level. In less than a year in office, this is official numbers, Barack Obama has spent more money than all presidents before him.
Your latest film is Fall of the Republic. Do you really believe the United States could be on its way to collapse?
The United States, if it's going to fall, will only fall from within. And yes, the globalists are not mismanaging things. They want to bankrupt the U.S. They want to bring it down to third world status so they can further loot the economy. This is stated in their own documents. So these guys are holding our economy hostage, and they want a weakened America. They've used us as the muscle for their empire. They've used our tax money to fund their empire. Now they're completing their empire, and they want to move the power structure away from the United States to China and Europe.
You often call upon the American people to rise up and save their country, a revolution basically. Do you think this is a good idea, and what could come out of it, and how could it really happen in the United States?
Our republic is falling. That's why I've made the film Fall of the Republic. I'm calling for a revolution of ideas, a renaissance, an awakening to true free market, not this phony, crony, mutant form of capitalism that's not free market, that's really a oligopoly or a monopoly of the elite. I'm calling for a peaceful revolution under the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the people's right in the Declaration of Independence to take their government back when it becomes oppressive and tyrannical. And by every yardstick, by every measure, we have a tyrannical, oppressive government that violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that violates our laws, and that is basically being used as tools, as private interest to loot the people. I don't want to have a military coup. That would probably just turn into some other form of tyranny or fascism.
You've compared the current situation in America to George Orwell's novel 1984. Is Big Brother really watching Americans, and how?
Big Brother is watching Americans, and Big Brother wants people to know. They've gone in the last few years from denying that the National Security Agency is spying on Americans without warrants to saying, hey, we're listening to your cell phones, we're reading all your emails. The NSA is building snooping centers all over the country, admitting they, quote, may shut the internet down during emergencies or during crises. There's open discussions of restricting free speech in the United States, not free speech in the streets, but free speech online, free speech in newspapers. The American people have laid down for a long time, but I notice as the system tries to squeeze us and push us around, people are really starting to wake up and get angry. And so the globalists are pushing it a little too far.
In your film, Fall of the Republic, you mention the possibility of a union being formed between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Who would be interested in this, and could this ever really happen?
A North American Union was formed in 2005 at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. They signed a secret treaty. Several years later, through Freedom of Information Act requests, we were able to get the minutes of that meeting and the Banff, Canada meeting, where the Security and Prosperity Partnership openly announced, we're going to use terrorism as a pretext to take over. We're going to use the threat of man-made global warming, which is manufactured, as a pretext to restrict everybody's resources and tax the people and give the money to the offshore banks that we're deep in debt to. And so we're already in a North American Union by stealth. Americans will not be told until later that we're really under a North American Union. And the reason the elites want us under this North American Union is they can bypass the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, due process. By giving regulatory power to private corporations and to unelected bureaucracies, they can remove laws. They can set up the new structure in a way that gives them more power.
In your film, you also talk about the economic crisis being part of a bigger strategy, a bigger plan. Can you explain this to us?
Absolutely. The globalist-owned documents clearly state that they have engineered the global financial crisis as a pretext to bring in a new system. Private banks that make up the private Federal Reserve and Bank of England system, like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and others, are on record that some of these banks were actually engineering the housing crises to get the bailout, to get all this unlimited taxpayer money in the name of fixing the mortgages. And then it came out that they never even used that money for the mortgages. They used it to buy gold. They used it to buy real estate. They used it to buy companies and media and power. And so clearly they need to implode the economy so that they're cash rich when everybody else is cash poor, so they can come in and consolidate the world economy and also threaten the population. They can threaten the population and say, if you don't give the banks even more power and control, if you don't give the IMF this new power to levy carbon taxes, if you don't let us set up our new world order, we're going to have a deeper depression. So they've got a gun to our head saying, you've got to submit to us, give us all the power, or you'll be destroyed. But it's the very same central banks that engineered the economic crises that are now offering us their solution.
How do you think the millions of people who are homeless and jobless are feeling about being a means for a bigger goal?
The people know they're being raped. The people know they're being robbed. And they're very, very angry, and they're angry at both political parties, and there's a sense of desperation, because no matter what we do, the same corrupt elite just continue to rob us, continue to steal from us, continue to destroy our economy by design. This is a controlled demolition of our economy.
Are you expecting an eventual collapse of the dollar?
Yes, we are seeing an engineered, incremental collapse of the dollar. So it's not Europe and China and Russia and the Middle East who are destroying the dollar. It is the private central banks that control the United States and England. They have made the decision to slowly kill the dollar, because on the way down, as the dollar's devalued...
Okay, we are back live. You can see the last 5 minutes of that 11-minute interview. Russia Today, the equivalent of Russia's CNN, it airs all over the world, did with me a few weeks ago. They aired it yesterday. They also interviewed me live on ClimateGate. So the Russian media is not going along with global warming and have stated it is a fraud, a global tax, because the UN actually says it's a global tax. And all the independent scientists have pointed out that all the thermometers on the globe, all the weather stations show that the Earth is actually getting colder. It was heating, part of a natural process. And the media always aims cameras at smokestacks that have water vapor coming out of them and tell the public it's toxic waste. But don't warn the public about any of the real environmental problems we have. The globalists could care less about the environment. They want the planet under their control. They are highly predatory. On the economic front, CNBC reports the jobless rate, the real jobless rate, 17.5 of workers are unemployed. Now, the White House says 10.2. The real numbers from the economists we've talked to are over 20, 20 to 22. And that's even in the mainstream news as well. But now CNBC saying 17.5. That, again, that is depression level. Gold jumps to record as slumping dollar spurs investment demand. Gold may surge to 1,500 an ounce over the next 18 months. Bank of America Merrill Lynch analyst said today in a report. That's not Ted Anderson. That's not Alex Jones saying that. That's Bank of America and Merrill Lynch. Let's briefly bring up Ted Anderson for his once-a-day visit with us. Ted, just 2 weeks ago, you were selling gold. You bought in the market at $1,000 an ounce when it was over $1,100. You still got a little bit of gold at the $1,050 level, passing on a $100-plus dollar savings to people. Most gold companies have huge premiums or can't even get it right now. You've been in the business 30 years, so you do have it. Briefly, just cut and dry, tell people today's Midas Resources offer and how long gold that you bought at the 1,050 level, passing on those savings with it at 1,174 right now. Tell folks what you've got and how long this is going to last.
Well, how long it's going to last is going to be the million-dollar question. We have right now, I mean, just today, Alex, gold dropped down to 1,155 for maybe 2 minutes before it jumped right back up to 1,171.
And that's manipulation on record. So their manipulation is now failing.
It is. I mean, there's no question about it. Right now, what we have, I am still holding the prices from yesterday and even a week ago right now. We have British sovereigns currently at 325. I have the francs at $263. The walking liberties are still at 869. The Lakotas are $22.44. I have a new coin, though. The Montana citizens decided that they petitioned their government for gold and silver backed money. The government shut them out, so they decided to start producing their own coins, and I have it right here. It's called the Montana Silver Reserve coin, and it is gorgeous. And I would highly recommend that people get involved with those, because you're going to support that Montana movement, and I think that that's a worthy
cause. And Montana's saying they're going to manufacture guns without the federal government's approval under the 10th Amendment. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there till midnight. And again, Ted, you still have gold that you bought in the market at 1,050, passing on those savings, but you don't know how long that's going to last.
No, I tell you what, Alex, I've got a very short period of time here because I am running out of supply and I've repriced things. Yeah, if you want to get something, now is the time to call.
800-686-2237. Mark Moreno, who heads up the Climate Depot, who's been listed and attacked by some of these groups and who tried to get the secret climate documents released through FOIA requests, he's coming up. But first, Ted, I want to get your take on the climate scam and what should be done to these criminals on the other side. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Against them on the front lines of the info war. We are back live. Hey, I just went on 93.7 KLBJ with Charlie Hodge and did a four-minute rant about ClimateGate. Got that out to probably 100,000 people tuned into that number one talk station, number one rock station here in town. I'm going to be doing interviews throughout the holiday. Got a bunch of them lined up as I'm going to go on radio, TV, you name it, and expose these people with extreme pleasure. Don't forget my film, Fall of the Republic, on DVD at InfoWars.com. Right now, until they run out, and they are running out, I'm not going to reprint any of the Obama Joker T-shirts. They've been one of our hottest sellers, but I said they're limited edition. We've got them with socialism, fascism, InfoWars.com, New World Order. There's four different variants in white and black. And they're running out quickly. You get a free one. Everybody that orders one copy of Fall of the Republic gets a free T-shirt with the order. We got a bunch of other combos and specials and deals at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You are authorized. You are encouraged to make copies of my films and give them to everyone you know, but you're not authorized to sell them or people will take my films away from me as they've tried. So please get the films, make copies, give it to everyone you know. Air them on Access TV. I want to thank everybody out there that's doing that, because this film exposes the climate fraud, exposes the banks, how they're engineering it. The people need to know the truth. We have to resist these criminals, and we're having victory, so that should excite everybody. Briefly, Ted Anderson, what is your take on these hacked climate documents? And now even the computer code has notes to the any computer people looking at it that work for the universities and the UN on how the fraud works and how they skew the numbers. Just like when they caught Diebold and others with their internal code, how it was designed to rig elections. I mean, we have them triple red-handed at every level caught engaging in this, Ted Anderson.
Well, I mean, I can give you my opinion. I mean, global warming is a complete hoax. It has nothing to do with climate change at all. It has everything to do about centralized power, bringing power to a one world order. But in order to have that, you have to be able to tax the world. So all of the governments that are currently right now taxing their citizens are going to have to turn over their power to the central location and divert taxes to that so they can...
That's what the UN is now, and the EU are openly saying. The UN will run everything with global police powers, with thousands, not hundreds, thousands of new taxes on everything. We already see multiple states in the U.S. passing these type of laws, banning TVs above 40 inches, taxing all the others in California. This is all happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. And how would they sell the world on accepting global taxes on all human activities? They would do it by saying, you're going to die if you don't. Oh, Al Gore is the savior of the planet. Oh, he's going to make billions of dollars himself off of it. Isn't he sweet? Isn't he darling? And they're brainwashing children in public schools. Shifting back to gold here in the last minute or two in this short segment, and our big guest is coming up, Ted. One more time, in layman's terms, explain to people the gold and silver offers you have and how you went into the market and bought it when it was lower, but you're not raising prices like most brokers do. You are keeping it at the older, lower price. This is like getting in a time machine, going back in time, and being able to buy gold and silver when it was lower than it is now.
Well,
and remember, gold may surge to $1,500 an ounce over the next 18 months. Bank of America and Merrill Lynch analysts said today in a report. That's from Bloomberg today. Go ahead.
Yeah, and well, Aiden sisters are saying the same thing, over $1,200, and they've been right on for years as well. You know what? All I do, Alex, is I look for the dips and I buy some quantities. I put it into my safe and I hold on to it. Market runs up. I just don't increase the prices. I sell it for what I have it for. And that's the thing that I do that's perhaps different than other dealers. I don't know why they don't do it. But people need to take advantage of the offers for gold and silver, because the currency that you're holding on to is losing value way too fast, and it's way too dangerous for you to stay in cash. That's the bottom line. And if I can influence your thoughts a little bit more to get involved in gold and silver by holding my prices down and getting in, I don't know. I think it's a good idea. It's more important that people have gold and silver in their hand than, you know, just about any other thing that you can think
of. Plus,
about.
You're an uber capitalist. You love being so successful and competing in the market and defeating your competition. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now. 800-686-2237. Take advantage of this. You keep seeing the price go up, In the next few days, Ted's going to say, sorry, I ran out at the lower price. It's now more, but his new price will still be lower than where gold goes because it's only going up, up, and away. 800-686-2237.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He runs the number one website exposing the biggest hoax in history. No doubt it's the biggest. ClimateDepot.com. Mark Moreno runs the website ClimateDepot.com for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. Until spring of 2009, he served as communications director for the Republicans on the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. Moreno commenced work for the committee under Senator James Inhofe, who was majority chairman of the committee until 2007 and is now majority minority ranking member. Moreno is also a former journalist with the Cybercast News Service, CNS. And we are very, very honored to have him on with us, ClimateDepot.com. We've got him for one segment. He's got to catch a plane here in a moment. Mark, I don't have words to describe, A, how big these emails and documents are, and B, how outlandish the spin is by the hijackers, the pirates. They're not liberals. They're not idiots. They're not fools. They're not misguided souls. They know it's all a fraud. And as you said during the break when I was talking to you, their ship is sinking. The Titanic's sinking. The band's still playing. Criminal investigations are being called for by Senator Inhofe and others, members of Parliament in England. Break down, sir, what we're dealing with here. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me on. Well, first of all,
I've seen this before. I did an Amazon rainforest documentary in 2000. And the gist of that documentary was that the Amazon rainforest scare was not only vastly overblown, but without scientific foundation. The idea that rainforests were all disappearing, there were predictions that Amazon will be gone by the year 2000. Fast forward to January of this year, the New York Times openly admitting that for every acre of rainforest cut, 50 are growing back, quoting scientists saying maybe it wasn't such an urgent cause. After all, they're calling it the galloping jungle as people leave the rainforest to go live in cities. The forests are reverting to nature. Guess what? Canceled EcoScare. And that was the EcoScare du jour of the 70s, of the late 70s into the 80s, particularly in the early 90s. There were stings, rainforest concerts. And now it looks like we're coming to at least the beginning of the end, or the rapid disintegration of the man-made global warming fears. The bottom line is, this is the upper echelon of United Nations scientists. Kevin Trenbeth, the lead author. Michael Mann, inventor of the hockey stick temperature graph, purportedly showing the 20th century unprecedented. Phil Jones, the head of this center in Europe and in England, who's also a top UN scientist. These were the top men conspiring, caught, as they say, caught on tape, caught on email, and caught in documents. And what they're talking about is hiding the decline in temperatures. They're talking about how they openly admitting they don't understand the natural variability in nature, and things like geoengineering would have no impact because, quote, we can't account for what's happening in the climate system, unquote. And they go on and they talk about conspiring to keep fellow scientists who are skeptical and or inconvenient data out of peer-reviewed journals. They openly talk about how they're going to conspire to keep out studies that are inconvenient in the UN process. This is the UN panel that won a Nobel Prize and shared it with Al Gore in 2007. People are already starting to chant, take it back, take it back. This group, and through these emails, it is exposing that essentially they were nothing more than environmental partisans trying to fulfill a grand narrative of dangerous man-made global warming, and they were going to make it happen. This is manufactured science at its best. It's the best science that we can manufacture, and the United Nations was manufacturing it. This lays waste to the notion peddled by the media and Al Gore that there's a consensus of scientists. If you look at these emails, all they're doing is fretting about all the skeptics, about all the critiques, about all the mistakes they're making, and how to spin them, how to cover them up, how to destroy Freedom of Information documents. This is not a pretty picture. But shockingly, and the most shocking point, I'm sorry to filibuster here, Alex. I did work in the Senate, so if you want to
do it, do it. We love you.
Okay. The most shocking angle of all of this is before this came out last week, this movement was already on its deathbed. And what do I mean by that? Here's what I mean. Peer-reviewed studies showing at least three decades more of cooling or no warming. UN scientists in September warning UN meetings of the potential for decades of global cooling ahead. We had other peer-reviewed studies showing the CO2 forcing nowhere near what the UN has said. Multiple peer-reviewed studies kept coming out. More and more scientists were descending. The ultimate pinnacle of the collapse of man-made global warming fears was when President Barack Obama announced that nothing was going to happen at this UN conference. This prompted European lefty socialists in Der Spiegel and other places to attack Obama as the next George W. Bush. Not only that, in the U.S., global warming was so bad in such a moribund state that Senator Al Franken was bailing out on the climate bill. It was so bad that former John McCain aides were stunned at his about face on global warming, despite having sponsored two global warming bills.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Are we going to see Newt Gingrich and these other people that call themselves Republicans but are really globalists, are we going to see Newt Gingrich, who's always pushing man-made climate change and global tax, are we going to see him apologize like George Monbiot, the socialist, has done, now saying we've got to look at the evidence?
Well, very good point. I don't know about Gingrich yet, but I will tell you this. Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida, the Republican Al Gore, who used to appear with Sheryl Crow, is now running from global warming. He now says cap-and-trade is a tax. He is backing away. Most shockingly, Tim Pawlenty, who has actually wrapped himself in the mantle of a politically correct global warming cause for Republicans, is now questioning the science and is being attacked by the same people he made friends with. He is now a skeptic. Almost all of the Minnesota governor candidates in the GOP, skeptics of global warming. Almost all the Illinois candidates, skeptics of global warming. This is a sea change. And you know why? The public, Tea Party, and the town halls, more, as of late October, more Americans believe in haunted houses than man-made global warming.
Oh, Mark, that's another point. I wanted to go over a few of the frauds. Al Gore put out the fake graph, as you know and have documented. He's now had to remove it, showing carbon dioxide rising with temperature when it actually follows hundreds of years after. That's official. Ice Core, all the major universities. They've been caught lying. They've been
producer's book.
But I want you to cover that. But also, they've been caught lying and saying all scientists agree, the science is in, no one disagrees, that hoax has imploded. Didn't this really start backfiring on them the last few years because their lies only got bigger and more arrogant and more ridiculous and they started calling Al Gore a prophet?
Well, yes, that was Oprah Winfrey called him the Noah of our time. Well, here's the deal. Al, when you said the lies got so outrageous, here's a common pat answer Al Gore likes to say. The same people who deny the man-made global warming are the same people who think the moon landing was staged in a movie lot. Oh, really, Mr. Vice President? How come two of the moonwalkers themselves, Jack Smith and Buzz Aldrin, have come out as huge global warming skeptics? They don't even check their throwaway talking points at this point. It's so bad.
And by the way, we've had both of them on here repeating what you just said, but go ahead.
Well, at almost every point from Al Gore's film, from the high point of global warming hysteria in 2006, has been mockingly a cruel joke on Al Gore, whether it's Mount Kilimanjaro, which he did, which he tried to highlight, is not being reduced because of global warming. It's because of deforestation at the base. He talked about rising sea level. Guess what? One scientist put it the best. If sea level's rising due to global warming, no one's told sea level. And another student said, there's no acceleration in sea level. From A to Z, the Arctic has gained in the summer the size of 1.5 Texases since 2007. The Antarctic had the record sea ice extent for the summer that they've ever had since satellite monitoring began in the
70s.
Greenland has cooled since 1940 when asked before. After 80% of CO2 went in the atmosphere. On almost every point you can mention, Al Gore claims there's more tornadoes. Guess what? There are smaller tornadoes are detected, but because we have Doppler and radar, we didn't have 10, 20, 30 years ago. Everything he said is now being turned into a cruel joke on him, and now the public gets it, world leaders are getting it, and now finally the UN is being exposed for what's going on behind the scenes. It's a bunch of partisan activists trying to manufacture science.
Okay, you're right at the heart of the fight against this, so I want to pick your brain here with some quick, important questions. We know that they said global cooling in the 60s, a global tax was needed, and then when that didn't happen, they said, okay, deforestation, we need a global tax, and when that didn't happen, they said man-made global warming. When that didn't happen, now they're calling it climate change. The climate's always changing. We have the seasons. We have decade-long seasons, not just yearly seasons. So, A, what are they going to do now? What's their new scam? A, so I want to cover that in a moment. B, they don't care if we prove the truth. Schwarzenegger's banning and taxing TVs. They're brainwashing kids in every public school in the country. They're teaching us about carbon credits. The governments of the world don't care if it's a fraud. So A, what's going to be their new scam? And B, how do we get them out of the schools? How do we stop their brainwashing? How do we stop the cult, in Al Gore's own words, this new religion of world government worshiping from taking over?
Well, first of all, I'm Schwarzenegger. He is an embarrassment to science. He actually came out in a radio address, I believe it was last spring, and told people they should hang their clothes to air dry to save energy. The same Arnold Schwarzenegger who was commuting to work in the governor's office in a private jet had the audacity to tell Californians we're going to be imposing huge regressive energy taxes on due to man-made global warming fears that they should be air drying their clothes. On the second point, you mentioned global government. People say, oh, well, you're a conspiracy. That's it. No, we use their own words. Al Gore in July, the U.S. climate bill will lead to global governance. Former French President Jacques Chirac, the Kyoto Protocol on global warming, the first step to an authentic global governance. Kate Ban Ki-moon just said we need an equitable global governance in the next climate bill. Those are their words, their quotes, their exact words. Timothy Wirth, the former Democrat senator from Colorado, said it best. Even if we're wrong on the science of global warming, we're still doing right by policy. It's never been about the science. This is a manufactured issue all about politics and an ideology and environmental agenda. You asked it was the next eco-scare. In the first Earth Day, there were fears of global cooling. You had fears of overpopulation, resource scarcity, famine, the oceans turning into a black goo, the Amazon rainforest disappearing. Well, guess what? Right now, people sense that this issue is slipping away from them. In this year and in last year, the UK Green Party has come out and said the next lack of oxygen is a more serious threat than global warming. In other words, mankind is causing the atmosphere oxygen to disappear from the atmosphere. They're already test marketing the next eco scare. More to the point, Lori David, Al Gore's producer, is also test marketing the next eco scare. In the Huffington Post a couple months ago, she wrote, she was presenting information that plastic waste is now in some ways more alarming than man-made global warming. They sense it. They're afraid. Today, in Climate Depot, my website, the head of the UN Climate Panel, Rajendra Pachauri, who, by the way, I debated at a UN conference in 2006 in Kenya and was so sure of himself that every scientist agreed with him, he is now saying that sustainable living is a, quote, larger problem than man-made global warming.
All right, let me stop you.
The head of the UN is now throwing global warming under the bus. That's how bad it's become.
All right, let me throw this out. You didn't mention, because there's so many, last week the new EU president, Von Rumpy, and we have the clip. In fact, cue it up if we have time. We'll see if we hold over one more second. We probably have to go get that plane. Von Rompuy said the key to world government is the Copenhagen global tax to have global governance. So they're admitting that the heart of their global government tax to these EU bureaucrats and to the Madoffs and to the Kinleys and the Al Gores and the George Soroses, who all own the climate trading companies, they're admitting that the heart of their takeover is this system, and it's just amazing to see this happening and amazing to see this coming out in the open. You say there's a rout happening. I agree, as even the big socialist Mambiot in England, the big cause celeb socialist, comes out and says, okay, we got to back away from this. As it implodes, shouldn't we see criminal investigations? Because this is a group trying to cut off resources, trying to, quote, bankrupt the coal companies that would double power prices conservatively in the U.S., as you know, 51% of our power from coal. This is a group that would impoverish and hurt our poorest people, that it would destroy. Top scientists have said it would kill at least a billion people in the next decade in the third world if this was implemented. These are real numbers. Isn't this genocide? We have John P. Holdren writing Eco-Science, the textbook, calling for world population reduction, one-child policies, a planetary regime to enforce it. And now it's come out in the Canadian Free Press. They read the emails. John P. Holdren, White House science czar, is in there saying, ladies and gentlemen, that they need to basically persecute and make fun of people and to shut down debate. So the White House science czar is involved in this. What's your take on that?
Yes, it's the same White House science author who in 1971 warned of man-made global cooling. John Holdren, I mean, it's amazing that these people get respect. Obama has Energy Secretary Chu, who actually says science is speaking in his ear, and it's the first time in human history that science tells them for certain what the future will be like 100 years from now. Well, Mr. Energy Secretary Chu, you should have a deck of tarot cards on a boardwalk dispensing such nonsense. It does not surprise me at all. These are committed ideological believers in a political movement. And just so your listeners think that there's science, I mean, here's Reed Bryson, the father of climatology, who just died last year, was active to the day he died, said you could go outside and spit and have the same effect as doubling CO2 in the atmosphere. And what we're finding in the peer-reviewed studies and the real-world data analysis away from the cloistered world of the UN is that there are hundreds of factors influencing global climate, everything from tilt of the Earth's axis to clouds, the volcanic eruptions, to water,
the sun,
to methane, ocean cycles, the sun, the solar system. To sit there and say it's a single trace of essential gas in the atmosphere that we exhale from our mouth that's driving climate is now laughable, and even in the scientific community with peer-reviewed studies showing that CO2 is one factor out of hundreds and that you can't even distinguish the impact of rising CO2 from natural variability. So the bottom line is these computer models that you'll hear about, oh, this could happen, this might happen. Ivy League scientists reviewed this, the premier forecasting expert, Scott Armstrong, and said these climate models used by the UN violate the basic principles of forecasting.
But Mark, as you know, it's not just the internal emails saying persecute other scientists, get their funding cut, which is racketeering. It's not just how they admit in the emails they're manipulating the data and the world's really getting colder. Now the actual code has code messages to programmers saying, here's how you cook the data. The very code. Programmers have now gone in to the code that was leaked. It's written for fraud. They're caught red-handed.
What they're finding, and this is a quote from my website, the data handling that the UN was relying on was, quote, completely out of control. Quote, they fudged so much that nothing that came out had any believability. They talk openly about using tricks and statistical things and manipulating data. You know, this is just beginning. This is the death of a thousand cuts. This was a carcass, man-made global warming, that was already dead before this scandal.
But there are other hoaxes they got away with. Will they get away with this hoax, or will it finally fully bring them down?
No, they won't. It will not get away with it. I'll tell you what, this is like the end of every Scooby-Doo episode. After being needlessly scared by ghosts and goblins, they pull the mask off. They pull, see who the man behind the curtain was, and he always inevitably says, I would have got away with it without you meddling kids. Well, the UN is probably saying right now, we would have got away with it without those meddling skeptics.
Mark, stay there. I want to say something to you during the break. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, Mark Moreno is in his car driving to the airport. He agreed to stay with us for the last 5 minutes of this segment. ClimateDepot.com is what he runs. I wanted to talk to him about Lord Mockton saying prosecute the climate criminals, Senator Inhofe, who he worked for, calling for an investigation. But how do we get an investigation of the same people that run the system. But first, here is Von Rumpy, the new head of the empowered EU, calling for global governance through the Copenhagen tax. Here it is.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission,
okay,
our president,
the global management of our planet through the Copenhagen Treaty, global government. I mean, Mark, we're frothing here. We're frothing because
we're talking about a level of control Orwell didn't contemplate. And here's how. German climate advisor proposing a CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child on the planet. International organization, i.e. global governance, would monitor every individual on the planet. This is why Nancy Pelosi went to China and said, we need a complete inventory on every aspect of our lives. This is what's in their mind. This is the end game. It's about arrogant bean counter social engineers in Washington and in Brussels trying to engineer human behavior. This is why Václav Klaus has said, what he calls ambitious environmentalism is the greatest threat to human freedom since the fall of communism. And if you talk about UK's got the same thing, these CO2 ration cards, where the government's going to monitor your car travel, your energy bills, your airline travel, your thermostats in your home. This is, again,
Oregon wants
very
you.
Much. But this is the big issue. Taxes, everyone's used to paying. They're not used to having the ultimate eco-nanny state.
I mean, it's so over the top that they're this criminal, they're liars consciously, they're nothing but piratical thieves. In closing, what do you think about the criminal investigations being called for by Lord Monckton and many others?
Well, just one note. Everything I just told you are almost direct quotes and exact policies of what they're prescribing. It's not my interpretation. This is what people don't believe you when you tell them this stuff. I go to climate people, I have all this stuff. In chapter
we must stop them. Yes, it's all true. We must stop
the investigation. Senator Inhofe, who I had the pleasure to work for, he in 2003, being the chairman of the Environment Committee, he came out against this. He went after the United Nations and went through all the obvious problems they had in terms of that. And he knew it was a political. The name is called the Intergovernmental Panel. Anyone who doesn't think it's political has no clue about the English language or words. They give it away right there. Inhofe is calling for an investigation into this in the Senate. I believe the House members come out this morning and call for an investigation. In the UK, a former chancellor, Lord Lawson, is calling for an investigation. Lord Monckton, the former advisor to Margaret Thatcher, is now calling for an investigation. We have open comparison to Bernie Madoff here. In terms of Lord Monckton, he's actually said bluntly, they are criminals. And he said, fraud is what we know it to be. This is what's happening around the world. And guess what? To my knowledge, ABC, NBC, CBS News, this is not even a story.
No, this just broke. Mark, this just broke. BBC was sent these emails 5 weeks before and refused to cover them. The hackers sent it to them first, and they covered up evidence of a crime. We cover it all in my film, Fall of the Republic, on DVD at Infowars.com. The entire climate scam. Go to ClimateDepot.com to find out more. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Do you expect this to result in criminal investigations?
Well, here's the deal. Whoever did this, it sounds like they broke the law. They should face criminal investigation.
No, I mean criminal investigation of Al Gore and these people.
Well, hold on. Whoever the president released this should face whatever they need to. At the same time, we should then have a ticker tape parade for them in New York City for what they did in the service of science by exposing this. The emperor has no clothes, and Al Gore and the United Nations now will forevermore be tainted, tarnished, and now we know what they say behind the scenes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.